This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am always a glasses half full person. Okay, I look like I complain a lot and I gripe about a lot of things, but generally I do wake up on the right side of the bed. Oh, Corey might disagree, but I'm usually pretty, pretty happy. And I think it's because when you've had a lot of crap happen, fires and loss of pets and loss of loved ones and assault and all sorts of stupid stuff, you know, that happened in your life, you start to kind of realize, okay, this was a good day. I had a good day. My house didn't burn down. Right? You know, all my animals are alive. I got my family. I got my, you know, and so I'm just so grateful for every day. And I get bad days. I get grumpy. I tell you, this whole coronavirus thing scared me. During the Obama years, the Obamacare took a practice I built, took a decade to build, you know, and all of a sudden high deductibles and the recession, you know, destroyed everything I built, you know, and it was hard to stay positive. But maybe now, because I'm middle-aged, I realize that the ones that are successful are the ones that kind of can go with the flow, that no matter who becomes president, no matter who's in power, you know, as long as you make sure the Constitution is not being, you know, trampled on, you could still make things work. So, like, for me, the ACA, you know, changed the whole way a small, you know, neighborhood doctor's offices could practice, you know, and take care of patients without having to be corporate and all that. And so, yeah, that might have been devastating for a lot of us neighborhood doctors. But if Obamacare didn't happen, I wouldn't have started teaching and then meeting hundreds of students who are now dear friends and amazing. And I would have, my media career just ended up exploding. And so I almost have to thank Obamacare for that. You know, same thing with this coronavirus. This coronavirus thing is devastating. I mean, it is devastating. We have people dying. We have companies just, you know, crumbling. And it is going to get worse before it gets better. But is there any way to look at any silver linings to any of this? So one thing I noticed, and again, this isn't, nothing repairs the devastation. Again, this is just how I and how a lot of people cope. I mean, obviously the Trumps and the Bill Gates and the Zuckerbergs out there, they don't crumble every time there's a new president or, you know, nobody wins every election. Maybe there's one person that voted in every single election, got everybody they wanted. But, you know, the average person conforms, they bend, they just try to see where they can make things work. And I noticed something the other day. So I own a couple salons, all right? And with the shutdown, that was pretty devastating. You know, because your stylists then have to be out of work. You know, you can't, you have these businesses that you invested in and they're closed. But the one thing I noticed, and I'm not saying this is something to, you know, make lemonade out of, but I noticed our competition. So I own a couple Supercuts. And with Supercuts, you know, they take walk-ins and they're not the most, they're less expensive haircuts. And, you know, usually, you know, we're able to do more volume, but we're definitely not Mills or anything like that. Well, there's a competitive brand. There's a competitive company that prides themselves and is very successful on having huge volume, huge turnout. Well, this whole coronavirus and phase one change and all that is pretty devastating for any company that relies on high volume. But the way our two little small stores were, was they really weren't big high volume turnovers anyway. And I noticed that those companies now that are starting to bottleneck that are forced to have less volume, now there's all these customers going where? They're going to our little stores and some of the other little companies. And in a way, I hate to say it, you know, and I'm fighting for you guys, but I'm being really, really honest, that some of these real, real restrictions that I think are killing businesses actually might help some of the other little guys, because these big volume places now have to limit and there's that carryover. So I bring this up in that sometimes you just have to kind of take a step back and go, okay, what is happening? And then where can I fill a need? So I had told my stylist early on, expect there's going to be an issue with flow or whatever, so then let's maybe expand hours. Let's maybe be open at other times that other people aren't. You have to conform. You have to be flexible. And that flexibility is what ends up allowing people to be successful in times of devastation. I mean, you know, I had family that wasn't flexible during, you know, the Nazi takeover of Germany. They're like, you're telling me to leave my house and my business? I built this, you're telling me to leave? And I don't blame them. They didn't leave, they died. But those who were like, I'm out, I'm bouncing, you know, keep the house, I don't give a damn, I'm out, they lived. And I mean, I'm not saying we run, I'm not saying you abandon everything, but sometimes you need to just kind of take a step back and see what's happening. And there might be certain advantages. So, all right, you know, you're going to see a lot of articles and discussions on where not to invest. And people are saying, don't invest in a college town. These college towns are going to get hit. And if colleges don't go back to, you know, the students coming back to campus and being more online, then, you know, college towns could be screwed. Okay, so, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be those devastating, you know, economic drops. But then where can you fill a need? Are there going to need to be local groups? You know, are there, like, let's say if Cornell, if people can't go back to Ithaca, then, I mean, what about, you know, can you do like a little mini? Let's say a mini Cornell in L.A. or a little mini Cornell. I mean, maybe you come up with little smaller college pods. I don't know. I'm not here to, you know, in a short segment, figure out all these other business ideas. But you see where I'm going. If you see the traffic and you see business have to go elsewhere, what need is not being filled? And that's maybe where you need to conform. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doc-a-dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Johnson & Johnson is well known for their baby powder. I remember using it on my kids, and they loved the cool, fine talc on their tushies, and they would think it was so funny that we would change the diaper and then they get their little powder. I didn't have to touch a tushy because I could just put the powder. I didn't really like using the powder because I didn't want them to breathe it in. But every now and then they needed it, you know, because their tushies were busy. They were kind of busy, you know, making kind of poopies and things like that, and it irritates the skin. And the Johnson & Johnson baby powder, just for some of us, you can't look at baby powder and not remember of your babies. You know, I don't know if it was marketing or whatever. Well, they announced yesterday that they are going to discontinue sales of its talc-based baby powder in Canada and the United States because they have faced thousands of lawsuits alleging that the powder contains asbestos. They said demand for talc-based Johnson's baby powder in North America has been declining due in large part to changes in consumer habits and fueled by misinformation around the safety of the product and a constant barrage of litigation advertising. Oh, yeah, there's always ads going, oh, did somebody use Johnson & Johnson baby powder on, you know. So, I don't know, it is soft. It is just something you want to just, touch, and it's just so soft. As of late 2019, the company was facing thousands of lawsuits alleging that the talc-based powder contained asbestos, and asbestos, as you know, is a known carcinogen. Now, Johnson & Johnson has consistently said its products were safe. In early October, the company recalled 33,000 bottles of the baby powder. I don't know what you would call those bottles. They're just kind of like contain. I don't even know what you call those. Quarts, or those containers, I guess, which are also very soft. And it's white, you know, and it stands out when you're going down the you could just, you know, I got to admit, Johnson & Johnson had fantastic branding. But again, there's, you know, you have a product, and there was, I don't know, allegedly some cover-up of people concerned about the asbestos or something happened such that now there's a slew of lawsuits. And the FDA had found a small amount of asbestos in a bottle purchased online. But later that month, Johnson & Johnson said 15 tests of that same bottle of baby powder conducted by two laboratories hired by the company, found no asbestos. So Johnson & Johnson remains steadfastly confident in the safety of talc-based Johnson baby powder. Decades of scientific studies by medical experts around the world support the safety of the product. They said, we will continue to vigorously defend the product's safety and the unfounded allegations against it and the company in the courtroom. And some of you had called in, I remember, or emailed saying, look, you know, all my kids are fine, I'm fine. You know, what's up with it? Well, I think, again, it's different strokes for different folks. Maybe for the average person, there wasn't an issue. But for some, maybe, it did cause, you know, I'm still kind of not convinced that, you know, ovarian cancer happened with, you know, certain vaginal products. But you just, I mean, you know, it's so hard to prove it didn't, you know? So when cancer happens and there's no rhyme or reason, you start to wonder, you know? Johnson & Johnson added that although the product has been discontinued in the U.S. and Canada, existing inventory will still be sold. The powder will continue to be sold in other countries where there is significantly higher consumer demand. Oh, expect black market powder. You have moms that swear by that stuff. You have cyclists who have been using that so they don't get, jock itch. So I think there's going to be, I think you could buy some bottles. I mean, if you want to hoard some bottles of it, I think that, you know, I don't know if I would sell it online, but I think those things are going to be worth some money later. Illinois Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, the chairman of the Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy, celebrated the announcement, saying today, in a major victory for public health, Johnson & Johnson's asbestos-containing baby powder finally will be taken off store shelves. My subcommittee's 14-month investigation revealed that Johnson & Johnson knew for decades that its product contains asbestos, and the company fought to keep using a testing method that never would have allowed it to be detected. Now, the cornstarch-based baby powder has not faced similar allegations. Those will remain on the market. Now, I don't know if the cornstarch baby powder is still as soft and cushy feeling, and, you know, so I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that the sitting 6 feet apart in a park might not be enough to protect you from coronavirus. Why? Well, because, and we've known this for a while, a light breeze could blow infectious droplets 18 feet. So winds, light winds, of 2 miles per hour can cause a saliva droplet to travel 18 feet in under 5 seconds. So this new study suggests that the distance might not be far enough to prevent virus transmission. Researchers found that even in winds of 2 miles per hour, you could have that 18-foot travel. The team was from the University of Nicosia in Cyprus. They say that the findings show that the safety distance guidelines may not be doing all that much to prevent us from catching COVID. Probably not. So I'm looking right now at a park. I think it's Brooklyn's Domino Park. And you see circles. And you see people in circles. And the circles are about 6 feet apart. And the funny thing is if you didn't see the circles, it really wouldn't look that different from what people usually do at a park or just like the beach. Like, remember when a bunch of people in California stormed the beaches, even though the lockdown order was still in place? Well, you saw that, you know, people still pretty much kind of, you know, kept the distance. I mean, when I'm at a beach, I don't want to, in my bathing suit, you know, sit right next to somebody else who's sunbathing. You always keep a distance. Now, mind you, if the beach is crowded, that's a problem, but then somebody needs to deal with crowd control. But, you know, the average group of people don't want somebody else listening to their conversation. When you have two lovebirds, right, sitting on the park, they're going to not want everybody to hear their conversation. So, you know, anyway, we have a lot of thinking and reevaluating to do when it comes to how we're going to let this coronavirus paralyze us. I mean, you know, we opened with what's the good to any of this that happened. Well, maybe the good is we learned a lot about microbiology. We learned a lot about virology. We learned a lot about infectious disease. And there are certain things we could probably do to prevent us getting sick, whether it's flu, whether it's coronavirus, etc. But we do have to figure out how life will go on. With the way it's been presented to us, we could never do Halloween. You know, we can't do Easter dinner. That's not a life that I subscribe to, where you can't have Easter dinner or Passover Seder with your loved ones, you know? And so they're telling us, look, even if you're outside, droplets can spread. Yeah, if there's an infectious disease, if it's the winter and it's windy and it's cough and cold season, Yeah, you could probably get it from somebody outside. We know that. It's just, I don't know what the answer is. You know, we're being told that the death rate might be zero by this summer, God willing. But we're also told that, you know, you can't let your guard down because it comes back. And people have asked me, why would this come back when the other SARS from 2002, 2003 didn't? I don't know exactly the difference in genetic makeup, but they're saying this one resembles something more similar to the other coronaviruses that are seasonal. Now, a study out of Stanford said that this coronavirus is deadlier than flu by 10 times. They say the death rate by flu is 0.1%. Or 1 in 1,000. Whereas coronavirus is 1%. They said coronavirus kills 1% of all cases. So, I mean, you know, we could do the math. 5 million total coronavirus cases. 326,000 deaths. I'm not really getting that 1% from that. 1% would be 500,000 deaths, but that's what we're being told by Worldometer. Maybe we're at maybe 0.6, 0.7, according to those cases. But remember, these are cases that are getting tested, and we've had lots of people that should have gotten tested that didn't, that were fine. So I think we still can't. I don't think we can make a number yet. I don't think we could call it yet. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the U.S. military as it takes on a new fight against the coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy.
Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president also praised service members for their actions during the pandemic. As you prepare for that Memorial Day cookout with your family and friends, Nicholas Bertram, president of Giant Food Stores, talks about food shortages and what you can expect at supermarkets with ABC's Good Morning America.
I would say that what we're seeing is continued improvement week over week. You know, the entire American food supply chain has been hustling and working very hard to make sure that there's more availability. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing it on the side counters in the meat departments and our fresh meat cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. During the coronavirus pandemic, many businesses are losing money. This even includes the illegal businesses, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago.
Richard Grenell is confirming that he will be leaving his post as ambassador to Germany around the same time he concludes his work as acting director of national intelligence. Congressman John Ratcliffe was confirmed by the Senate on Thursday to be the next DNI and is expected to enter office next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this, bear with me on this one, okay? My son had surgery about 12, 13 days ago, and he's a good boy. He's a good boy. But he's had pain with it. And he didn't want pain medication. He didn't want to, you know, maybe the first day or so it was rough for him. But later he said he didn't want to bear through it and all that. And I'm like, okay, good boy, good boy. All right, fine, good, you know. And in our family, we really don't like how we feel on pain medicine. It gives us tummy aches, it constipates us, and the last thing we need is any more constipation. But apparently, I was so proud of him for not wanting pain medications. And even I would have given him them. He had them. He had access to them. You know. He started to baby this injury so much that we went to the orthopedist. And I've been telling him, look, you know, you need to kind of walk on it. You need to do more. You need to. And he's like, no, Mom, I can't. Okay. So I get to the orthopedist. And the orthopedist kind of, you know, tells him like it is. Okay. I mean, he was a lot nicer than I would have been. But he was, you know, he tells you like it is. So I get into the car and I drive, you know, because my husband gets my son into the backseat because, you know, he has this brace and he can't sit straight because he has to be in full flexion. And we had a talk, okay? Now, we should really document these talks. A lot of these more seasoned parents, these talks when you drive, okay? Yesterday's talk was you need to quit being a flippin' weenie talk. Of course, that's censored, okay? Censored, all right? Okay? When it comes to his recovery. And it's interesting because whoever drives gets control of the conversation. See, I hate it. My husband always drives. I can't stand it. One, I love to drive. And two, then I can't control the conversation. So yesterday, because Corey had to help him get into the car, and then he adds to the passenger seat, I was driving. Which means I got to set the tone. And I set the tone where, okay, you need to quit being a little weenie when it comes to this. Now, you're not using the crutches. You don't need to be on crutches day 12. Okay? You don't need to, you know. And you boom, 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 okay? I'm driving. I'm in control of this conversation. So he gets home. He starts walking. Thank God. And he, like, went from 20% ability to like 70% ability just because we had that kind of, you know, this is what you need to do. But it wasn't his fault because a lot of kids are taught that, well, if something hurts, then it's wrong. You're doing it wrong. And whereas with us, we come from the no pain, no gain sort of generation of, okay, things are going to hurt. Sometimes the more it hurts, the better it is. All right? Like, you know, like a relationship. You know, a lot of us went into relationships that had more drama. You know, the more heartbreak you get, the more awesome it is when you guys are, and that's not the way it should be. We don't need these ups and downs. But we have a little bit more of that resilience. Now again, the Generation Zers are fantastic. The Generation Zers have been through stuff that we've never been through. They have a form of resilience, but I don't think they're as accustomed to this no pain, no gain sort of philosophy that we have. So when we look at medicine, okay, you need to cut sometimes to heal. That's why we have surgeons. You know, well, I don't want you to go in and take my gallbladder. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You're going to cut. You're going to make things worse. Well, in my generation, you're like, cut that sucker out. Just chop that sucker out. Yet a lot of the younger ones are still kind of grappling with, okay, now wait a second. Why don't we just heal? We don't have to do. We don't have to overdo. Sometimes we do too much. They might be right. Look at what we did with the economy. Look at what we did with the shutdown. But I think a lot of us forget that sometimes the best way to heal, the best way to recover is that little bit of pain. Okay? So, how many of us have ever had the chickenpox or the measles or the mumps? It sucked. Chickenpox sucks. Now, I'm pro-vaccine. But there's a huge, huge debate that is just about to explode once the media covers it on why aren't we allowing natural immunity to these things. Well, I tell you why, because shingles sucks. If any of you have ever had shingles, shingles stinks. And you get shingles if you had real chickenpox. We don't believe the virus will give you shingles. But people are asking for natural immunity to coronavirus. It's funny how all of a sudden the subjects change. You know, it was all about vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. We still want a coronavirus vaccine, and now the conversation is we need immunity. We need to know who's immune. We need natural immunity to this coronavirus. Okay, so now everybody wants natural immunity. Same thing with the environment. You got to save the environment. You got to stop car emissions. You need to not be spraying stuff, you know, into our air. And everywhere I go, I see people now spraying Lysol. They're using plastics, and they're sitting in their car idling because they don't want to go outside and social distance. So the pendulum keeps swinging, and I think, you know, we need to poop or get off the pot and just pick one. Just pick one. But when it comes to pain, we could be talking about getting a virus, and I'm not saying I want anybody to get this virus, okay? I mean, it kills. But what we see in life is whether it's a virus, whether it's physical therapy, whether it's an economic disaster or a failed business, I think we need to, or relationship, we need to realize that those of us who are successful had to hurt. You know, people were giving Donald Trump a bunch of crap about having a filing bankruptcy or having to refile. Unfortunately, that's kind of what successful people do. I mean, they have companies, and not every company is always a success. We'll always have mistakes. How many guys did I date that were complete wrong for me, totally wrong for me? If I didn't date those guys, I wouldn't have ended up with my husband. Now, Corey's probably like, damn it. Now I'm stuck with you. But still, sometimes it takes that bad relationship to go, okay, this is what I need. So, you know, I'm noticing from a medical standpoint, you know, when people, you know, call in, they go, well, you know, yeah, I had this surgery and I didn't want to do the physical therapy because it cost money every time I went, and physical therapy hurts. You need to do physical therapy. It is going to hurt. Okay, you're building up scar tissue in that joint. It's going to hurt. Now, how do you know when you have to listen to pain? We're taught that pain is supposed to steer us or guide us. So if your kid touches a hot stove and they go, ow, although me, my hand could be sitting on the stove, and then all of a sudden I'm like, what? And then I feel it. So I kind of got that delayed reaction now. But with a kid, luckily they feel it quick. They go, okay, it's hot, I'm not supposed to touch that. Okay, a dog will bite, I'm not supposed to go up to the dog. Okay, that's what pain is supposed to do. It's supposed to guide you. But sometimes people need to learn when you're supposed to have that, when you're supposed to have that pain. One of my kids decided to buy a stock. And he bought the stock when it was high. And he didn't ask me for my opinion. He goes, guess what, Mom? I bought a stock. And I go, what did you buy it at? And when he told me, I'm like, why didn't you ask me? I would have told you, no, what the hell is that? Okay, and you could see he was like, but, then you know what? Good. Let it hurt. Okay, you didn't do your research. You didn't talk to your mama. You did something. You probably are losing money on that. It wasn't much because he doesn't have a lot of money. But, you know, I was upset, but then I'm like, you know what? They need to learn that. No pain, no gain. So the reason why I bring this up is what's happening to us really, really sucks. This economy stinks. This virus is horrible. This, you know, all this negativity. And I think right now I want to go into the phase of looking at the glasses half full, seeing what we could do to teach our kids or our grandkids or our nieces and nephews what good can come from this. Now, I mean, my kids are learning, don't invest in real estate because your tenants can't pay the rent, you know, if something like this happens. And they're like, definitely don't go into medicine because of Obamacare. No. Medicine might actually be a good field. But sometimes when things like this happen, the reason why it happens is it's kind of what, unfortunately, people need, whether it's for their immune system, whether it's for their economy, whether it's for their evolution. I don't know. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember we said hurricane season started early. We had tropical storm, not Andrew, I forget. There was a tropical storm that we just had that hit the Carolinas. And now we have Cyclone Amphan. Am I pronouncing that right? Amphan? In the Pacific. And it is now bearing down on millions in India and Bangladesh. They say 12 people have already died after the cyclone made landfall earlier today. All the reported deaths took place in the eastern Indian state of West Bengal, according to State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Banerjee said one of the victims was a girl who had died after a wall from her house collapsed. CNN has been made aware that thousands of makeshift homes in Bangladesh have been uprooted due to the cyclone. He added, this is Bangladesh Oxfam director, Deep Ankar Datta. He added that he does not expect the storm to hit the Rohingya refugee camp. If that's the case, that would be even more devastating. We hear that it's going to be a La Nina year for us, more wet, more humid, usually a non-El Nino means a more active hurricane season. And I guess when there's not a El Nino, there's a La Nina, all right? Nina is little girl in Spanish. Niño is a little boy, a little niño or niñoito, a little boy. So the weather patterns get predicted by how the, you know, winds are going to be and basically in any given year, in the Atlantic, we worry more about the Atlantic. We don't seem to get hit by cyclones on the western United States, thank God. But, you know, our hurricane season, especially with the Atlantic, is dependent on El Nino. And El Nino is this ocean atmosphere interaction. So sea surface temperatures rise in the Pacific near the equator. There's a wind shear then happens in the Atlantic equator area. If you have that wind shear during an El Nino, where the Pacific waters rise and a wind shear happens at the Atlantic, they say that causes lower to active hurricane. But when you have the warmer temperatures in the Atlantic and the Caribbean, that, like during a La Nina, then you have more of an active hurricane season. So when people say, oh, it's an El Nino year, that's good. That's good. So no El Nino, unfortunately, this year. So they're expecting 2020 to be pretty significant. Arthur, was it Tropical Storm Arthur? That was, okay, so Tropical Storm Arthur formed near Florida, went up the North Carolina coast. That doesn't have anything to do with the Michigan flooding. That's something different. But, we hope we don't see Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Hurricane Faye, Gonzalo. These are the names planned. Hurricane Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Kyle, Laura, Marco, Nana, Hurricane Omar, Hurricane Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, Wilfred. Yeah, well, they had to alternate the names because, you know, if they were just named after women, you know, that kind of ticked women off. Hurricane Dahlia, that would be a disaster. But she'd go towards the right. So Hurricane Dahlia would probably just go right back out to the Atlantic. I don't think it would make landfall. In the Pacifics, we got Amanda, Boris, Christina, Douglas, Alida, Fausto, Genevieve, Hernan, Isel, Julio, Karina, Lowell, Mary, Norbert. Hurricane Norbert. Did you guys ever see the show Norbert, the movie Norbert? Oh, it was funny. Odalis, Polo, Rachel, Simon, Trudy, Vance, Winnie. Hurricane Winnie. I'd be nervous about that one. Hurricane Xavier, Hurricane Yolanda, and Hurricane Zeke. So, I'm not sure why it started early. I think it's just because it's 2020. Have you guys seen those memes where they go, you know, January, thousands died of the flu. February, we had coronavirus. March, Kim Jong-un, you know, was possibly dead. April was, you know, and or whatever. You know, we have the Hornets, you know, and now May. May, or welcome to the fifth level of Jumanji. 2020 has been a very weird year, and it stinks because it really started off nice. 2020 was supposed to be, you know, just a fantastic. Who knew? Who knew? All right, so for those of you in hurricane regions or cyclone regions, make sure you have plans. All right, I mean, I know a lot of us are still on stay-at-home orders, but, you know, I know water and toilet paper have been bought out like crazy. But make sure you always have food and water for at least 3 days, a gallon per day per person. Don't forget about the pets, quarter to a half gallon of water. Even the fish might need some fresh water. Canned foods, flashlights, medical supply kit, batteries, blankets, cash, medications. Put medications in waterproof containers. You should have extra medicine set aside for disasters. So if you lose your high blood pressure bottle and your doctor can't see you, you at least have blood pressure pills. You have extra. Important papers need to go into waterproof, fireproof casings, that kind of thing. Make sure you sign up for your community's warning system. Make sure you get the EAS, the emergency alert system. You know where your safe shelter is going to be. If you could board up windows, things like that. You might as well board them up now. There's already looting and things like that happening because of coronavirus. And 36 hours before a hurricane does come, if we are, God forbid, going to be dealing with that, make sure you have an active TV or radio or something with batteries. Restock your emergency preparedness kit. I have gone into our emergency preparedness kit. We had cookies and chips. Those were eaten day one of coronavirus shutdown. So can you please restock those? Again, make sure you have your medications, flashlight, batteries, cash, first aid supplies. People have asked, you know, what's in my first aid kit? My first aid kit is kind of unique. It's my first aid kit has, it has my, you know, hormones, Vagifem, yeah. I, you know, I have not only the typical Tylenol and Motrin, but, you know, I have Dermabond and sutures and, you know, specula and, you know, I have, you know, medical equipment. I have some masks. I have some gloves. But, you know, what do you need, you know, in a medical emergency? Well, it depends on the emergency. I mean, if it's a radio nuclear fallout, an atomic fallout, you need, potassium iodine tablets. You know, if it's an anthrax or something like that, you'll need, like, antibiotics like Levaquin. There's a company that sells these packs of Levaquin and potassium iodide. I got to look up the name. For normal first aid kits, you want gauze. You want something to allow compression, something you can make a splint out of if somebody breaks their arm or breaks their finger. You need to have splinting material, whether it's popsicle sticks for a finger or, you know, pieces of wood and cloth. You want to have plenty of clean cloth, clean bandages, you know, maybe some antibiotic ointment like Neosporin, you know, in case there is a bad infection, maybe, you know, some antibiotics. Again, you got to be careful because you don't know who's allergic to what, and you don't want to mistreat and you don't want to use, you know, a supply of antibiotics when you don't need to. People sometimes panic and say, everybody take one, you know, no. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about an ideal first aid kit. The problem is the ideal first aid kit ends up being pretty expensive. And remember, things have to be changed out. You know, I mean, alcohol swabs, they eventually dry. Hydrogen peroxide gets old, you know. So you need to, you know, make sure you kind of change it out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I live in Las Vegas, and we had a earthquake, I think, about a week ago. Well, another one. A 5.0, I think last week it was 6.5, a 5.0 hit this morning, same place. 5.0 luckily isn't as bad, but it means that there's something's grumbling. We really don't need any cyclones or earthquakes or floodings right about now. Mother Nature, calm it down. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Mm-hmm. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.